That was a tulip tree getting its first drink after being planted in a five-acre site at Poughkeepsie-based Vassar College's 530-acre farm and ecological preserve. The tree is one of 1,150 native to the region being planted by volunteers from Vassar and the Student Conservation Association, or SCA. The effort began Wednesday as part of National 9/11 Service Day and ended Friday. Elizabeth Putnam, who founded SCA in 1957, graduated from Vassar in 1955.
I mean, this to me is like a kickoff. What a great example for this country. And particularly over 9/11, when we are in the midst of seeing the horror of what took place on 9/11. And if we can make something positive of 9/11, it is it's almost like, again, the hallowed ground which this earth is and which we keep forgetting about. And if we don't take care of it, we've had it.
The trees will help buffer two adjoining streams, provide a seed source for the preserve and surrounding areas, and help the forest become more resilient to the effects of climate change. It was the idea of Vassar senior and biology major Carrie Perkins. Volunteers also removed invasive plants and repaired public trails. Putnam, who lives in Shaftesbury, Vermont, says she founded SCA with the idea of enlisting student volunteers to conserve national parks.
If something needs to be done, as my family always said, well, do it. And I felt, because there wasn't any Peace Corps and there wasn't any other these other corps to do something with, and I felt, why couldn't there be a student conservation corps?
SCA has since grown to some 70,000 participants. Putnam was the first conservationist to receive the Presidential Citizens Medal, the nation's second highest civilian award. President Obama presented the award to Putnam during a ceremony in 2010. Trey Artis is a biology major at Vassar. He was listening to Putnam's advice, such as...
And it's those mentors that will make all the difference in the world. And you don't know they are mentors until you look back.
Artis is in his junior year and describes the tree planting experience as amazing.
It's quite inspiring. It gives me a lot of hope for the future to know that if there's something that I want to do, if there's a change that I want to make, that I can make it. I just have to, you know, be positive about it and continue to, you know, go for it and put my best foot forward and try to get a lot of people around me.
Again, here's Putnam.
This can be an example for other schools in other communities, be they high school, college, I don't know. There are projects that need to be done in their communities as well, that will, in their public spaces, that people can work together on.
Kathy Baugh is director of the SCA New York AmeriCorps program, which contains the SCA Hudson River Valley Corps. She says 40 SCA volunteers came to Vassar for the project in addition to 200 Vassar volunteers.
This is the biggest project we've ever done because of the fact that we have the students joining us.
The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation provided the trees through the Trees for Tribs program, with Tribs short for tributaries. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.